Dr. Melinda Stanley, professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at Baylor College of Medicine and investigator, Houston Health Services Research and Development Center of Excellence, Michael E. DeBakey Veterans Affairs Medical Center. How common are anxiety disorders in older adults? And please describe your definition of an older adult in terms of age or physical condition.
So older adults are those people who are usually defined as those people who are 65 years old or older. And in this age group, the prevalence of anxiety disorders ranges anywhere from 3% to 14%. Those rates vary a lot from study to study based on the different settings where the counts are made and the different types of surveys or interviews that are used to determine who has an anxiety disorder and who doesn't. The most common kinds of anxiety disorders in older adults are generalized anxiety disorder, which is characterized by excessive worry, also specific fears or phobias, social phobia, which is characterized by a fear of negative evaluation, and post-traumatic stress disorder also is common in some groups of older adults, particularly veterans, Holocaust survivors, and victims of natural disasters.
Is it difficult to identify an anxiety disorder in an older patient? If so, why is that?
It can be difficult to identify an anxiety disorder in an older adult, given that older people sometimes experience and express their anxiety in unique ways. Older people, for example, are less likely to use psychological terms such as worry and anxiety to describe their feelings. They're more often apt to describe their experiences as concerns, nerves, stress, and they also sometimes focus more on associated physical symptoms like GI distress or muscle aches and pains, sleep difficulties, rather than the emotional symptoms. There still remains among older people some stigma about endorsing symptoms that their concern will identify them as crazy.
Is co-occurring depression common?
Yes, depression occurs along with anxiety frequently, sometimes with rates as high as 50%. So sometimes 50% of people with anxiety disorders also have significant depression, but probably more commonly occurs in about a quarter to a third of older people. In most cases, though, when anxiety and depression are both present, anxiety occurred first, suggesting that anxiety actually can be a risk factor for developing depression. So if we treat anxiety early, we can sometimes avoid experience of depression.
Do older patients have particular circumstances or other factors that make them prone to developing an anxiety disorder? And why might an anxiety disorder appear later in life?
Well, certainly there are many changes that occur with increasing age that can create anxiety. Things like changes in work and social roles that can be brought on by retirement, loss of a spouse, changing financial situations. Anxiety also can be created with the occurrence of increasing health problems that occur as we age, decreasing cognitive capacity. However, many older adults actually report anxiety symptoms or disorders that have been lifelong. A good chunk of people have had these experiences all their lives, but sometimes the changing circumstances that occur in older age can make those symptoms more severe.
What signs should a family member or other caretaker look for in somebody they suspect may have an anxiety disorder?
Well, I think older adults themselves can be on the lookout for anxiety symptoms in their own experience, like excessive worry, panic attacks, fears that are sometimes accompanied by significant avoidance of some situations, and symptoms of increased physical arousal, like increased heart rate or sweating, difficulty sleeping, muscle tension that causes pain, things like that. Older adults also may be particularly aware of the cognitive symptoms of anxiety, which can include difficulty with attention and memory. These kind of symptoms can occur for people at any age. People who are anxious often have trouble attending and have trouble remembering. But difficulty means that difficulties with memory and attention do not always indicate the onset of dementia, which is something that older people worry about a lot. But when older people have the symptoms, then the symptoms of anxiety are often compounded by this worry about, I'm losing my mind. When older people themselves, though, fail to notice their own symptoms, family members may be on the lookout for things like increased agitation, so an older person not being able to sit still or fidgeting with papers or clothing or objects. They can also be on the lookout for sleep problems or worrying that is evident by an older person repetitively voicing concerns about some event or some person, or even a desire to avoid a particular situation that may be creating anxiety.
What differences do you see in anxiety in older patients versus younger patients?
Well, we mentioned some of these already. For example, older people sometimes use actually different words to describe anxiety, and they sometimes complain of associated physical symptoms instead of emotional symptoms. And there also are a number of fears that are unique to older people. For example, the fear of falling, the fear of losing one's cognitive capacity, fear of losing independence. Hoarding is also a particular problem among older adults and can be related to anxiety. For older patients or people, it's also important to consider the relationship between anxiety and medical problems. The symptoms of anxiety, for example, can mimic physical illness. People who are anxious can experience shortness of breath, increased heart rate, dizziness, muscle aches and pains. That can also be symptoms of a medical problem. And lots of medical problems produce symptoms that look like anxiety. So chronic obstructive respiratory disease, for example, produces shortness of breath that can also be interpreted as a symptom of anxiety. We also know from a fair number of studies so far that the prevalence of anxiety is particularly high in people with chronic disease, things like diabetes, emphysema, cardiac problems. So it's very important in the evaluation of anxiety in older people to make sure that the person has had a good physical exam and to consider symptoms that may or may not be overlapping between anxiety and medical illness.
What advice can you give to family members and other caregivers?
I think the most important thing to remember is that anxiety is not a normal part of aging and it can be treated. The first step, I think, is finding a good provider, a physician or a psychologist or a psychiatrist, getting a good evaluation, and then finding the right treatment provider and treatment approach. Family members and caregivers certainly can play a key role in helping older adults maintain a lower level of anxiety once someone is in a good treatment program.
What treatment options are available?
Well, anxiety for younger adults and older adults can be treated effectively with medication and/or therapy. Medications that have been studied with regard to treatment of anxiety in older people include the benzodiazepines, which are tranquilizers, and antidepressants. Benzodiazepines, or these tranquilizers, can be useful, but they can also cause problematic side effects for older people. For example, these medications can reduce memory and can increase motor slowness that for older people can also elevate the risk of falls. So antidepressants are actually a better alternative and also have been demonstrated effective. Cognitive behavior therapy also can be useful. Older adults, though, sometimes shy away from the word therapy because, again, they're worried that it implies that they're crazy. But most cognitive behavior therapy or treatment is really more like taking a class that involves learning skills to manage anxiety. And the skills that can be beneficial for reducing anxiety include relaxation, learning how to change your thinking, facing feared situations, learning how to solve problems, learning behaviors to manage sleep, etc. Those things can all be useful in helping people manage their anxiety.
Are there special considerations or other issues to consider, particularly regarding medications?
Yeah, I think using medication to treat anxiety in older people does require careful attention to any medical problems that they may be experiencing and that may be impacted by the anti-anxiety or antidepressant medication. It also is important to consider the other medications that people are taking for medical problems and to be sure that by adding another medication that you aren't going to create some significant interactive effects that are problematic. We also know from many surveys that have been done that most older adults actually indicate a preference for non-medication treatment. They're often afraid, actually, of adding another medication. And also, if memory problems are an issue for an older adult, they may need help to remember to take the medication in the way it's been prescribed.
Do older adults in therapy have some special needs?
Yeah, sure, they do. Some older adults need to learn skills at a slower pace. Some of them may require modifications to accommodate any difficulties they have with hearing or vision or learning strategies. We also, with older people, try to use less psychological jargon that makes them feel like they're crazy, and more education to teach them about the potential benefits of anxiety reduction skills training. And some older adults may require more flexibility in the treatment process. For example, having the opportunity to conduct some treatment visits by telephone rather than having to drive in for every visit for people who are having difficulty driving or have other logistic kind of barriers. And sometimes older adults require the involvement of family members or other care providers in the treatment, either because of memory difficulties or other health difficulties that interact with anxiety. When we treat older people, we more often communicate with their doctor, their internist, than we do necessarily with younger people. But despite the need for some changes in strategy, I think it's important for people to know that these treatments can be effective, and that new data are emerging to indicate that even older people with significant thinking and memory problems can benefit from anxiety reduction skills. This is a very exciting new area of research, as I think this group has been highly neglected with regard to therapy or non-medication treatments.
Can you recommend any stress and anxiety reducing activities for older people, especially if there are physical limitations?
Sure. Some of the skills that we teach in our cognitive behavioral treatments are easily used by people with physical limitations. One of those is slow and deep breathing. This is an important skill for reducing anxiety, and many of our patients actually find it to be the most helpful skill that we teach. Identifying anxiety reducing, what we call self statements or calming thoughts, also can be useful. These are things like, a few symptoms of anxiety aren't going to hurt me, I don't have to do this perfectly, I can just do my best. And sometimes writing a statement like that on a card and reading it when you're anxious can be helpful. And staying active is also an important coping skill, and one doesn't have to be physically active to stay active. One can be active by calling friends and writing letters and reading magazines. Also, things like eating well, getting enough rest, and keeping alcohol use under control are important.